HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hamas says two of its members are the ones who shot and killed three people at a bus stop outside Jerusalem today. The BBC's Hugo Bechega.
One had been imprisoned because of terrorist activities, according to this statement by the security forces. And the other brother had also been imprisoned in 2014 for terrorist activities.
Israeli police say both were shot dead. It happened hours after a ceasefire in Gaza was extended for one more day. Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has died at the age of 100.
I don't stand on protocol. If you'll just call me Excellency, we'll be getting...
He was instrumental in ending the Vietnam War and won a Nobel Peace Prize. Elon Musk to companies like Disney and Apple that have boycotted X over the billionaire's endorsement of an anti-Semitic post.
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself.
Musk spoke at a New York Times forum. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Rod.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not violate the state's open meeting laws. That's the ruling from Dane County Judge Frank Remington, who also says American Oversight can keep seeking records from the panel that recommended against impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. New research links emissions from coal-fired power plants to about 500,000 premature deaths in the United States over the past two decades. Karen Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin.
A lot of wind and solar is being added to the electricity grid every day, which is really exciting to see in Wisconsin, across the Midwest, and it just needs to ramp up faster.
Gallagher's group is working for stricter emission standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A small plane crash landed onto a busy highway near Minneapolis on Tuesday morning. Brooklyn Park police say around 10:30 a.m. the small plane was approaching Crystal Airport and lost power, making an emergency landing in the southbound lanes of Highway 81 about 6 miles northwest of Minneapolis. Authorities report that the pilot of the small plane and the driver of a car that it hit on the highway while landing both suffered minor injuries, and the plane clipped several power lines on the way down. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering free tree seedlings to every fourth grader in the state through the annual Arbor Day tree planting program. Fourth grade principals, teachers, and those who homeschool can place seedling orders by completing the 2024 Arbor Day application by March 15th. The DNR provides about 50,000 free tree seedlings to fourth graders throughout the state each year, and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers hopes to plant 75 million trees by 2030. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls tonight at the United Center. Pat Connington will not play. He's out with a sprained ankle suffered Tuesday night against the Miami Heat. Baseball, the Brewers' Devin Williams named the National League Relief Pitcher of the Year. Williams took over as the Brewers' closer after Josh Hader was traded to the Padres back in 2022. NFL, it's the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football from Lambeau Field. Green Bay's young receivers have improved ever since they held weekly meetings on Tuesdays to prepare for the next opponent. How's it helped? Rookie Jaden Reed.
Just seeing everything from the same eye, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all going out there. And just for us to be on the same page and understanding where everyone is coming from, that helps the offense tremendously.
I asked Reed, if the meetings are on Tuesday, does he ever take a day off?
Nah, I'm in here every single day pretty much. I can't think of a day I'm not here.
That's Packers rookie wide receiver number 11, Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 18, mostly clear. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high of 33. Saturday, generally cloudy, 36 with some light snow Saturday night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. You can.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This
is a hey, big doing?
Party, man.
Yeah, brother,
like,
stop
right on.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, G. Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. It's going to be 46 degrees today, man.
Yeah, it's gone from unseasonably cold to unseasonably warm in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, you know, man, today is... the last day for a while, man, that you'll see the snow on the mountain on my head. It's going to be changing this evening. And, I'm kind of, looking forward to the change. Anyway, right now. So I'll take a before and an after picture, and the surgery will be performed this afternoon. With my wife will be performing the surgery. She'll be changing my hair, and tomorrow it'll be a whole different story. I'll have a new way of looking at life. Yeah. It's been a long time, but anyway, really excited about today's show, as I always am, but especially today. I want to do this quickly. I want to give out these tickets, another great set of tickets to the Bradley Symphony Center, 212 West Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee for this Saturday, a great holiday jazz show with the nationally renowned D. Alexander. These tickets are really, really expensive tickets and great seats. Let's do caller number two, Calvin. And you can only take the tickets. It's too late for us to mail them out. So you'll have to come to the studio and pick them up here in Waukesha. Is that correct, Calvin?
That is right.
All right, so we've got another set of tickets that we'll be giving out to caller number two. And I tell you, it's going to be a great, great concert. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there as well. Here's where I want to begin, though, man. Last night I was thinking about a lot of different things prior to the show. And, you know, you watch a lot of different things and it's just moving around. And, oh, I want to say this before I get into the show. Calvin, what are your thoughts about police chases?
We've talked about this before. I don't think they're productive. I think they cause more danger for bystanders than they prevent by catching the perpetrator of whatever they're chasing them for.
Yesterday in Milwaukee, a horrific, I mean horrific, crash took place on one of the busiest intersections in Milwaukee at around noon. One of the busiest intersections. And this police chased a guy through a red light. He struck a school bus, a big school bus, broadside. Calvin, do you know how hard you have to hit a big yellow bus to actually turn it over?
I would imagine pretty hard, but not as hard as you'd think. I can't imagine how fast he was going now.
Yeah, hey, the guy ran through the red light. Six other vehicles were hit, a city bus, all of this carnage. And, you know, well, the guy was wanted. Hey, Calvin. You mean to tell me, and they chased him from, you know, outside of Milwaukee city limits. He was chased into the Milwaukee city limits by outside, you know, departments. It turns out the guy was wanted for murder in Chicago. But I get that. You want to get your guy. I get that. But all of those innocent people, three-year-old baby, people being cut out of cars. And, you know, I support the mayor of our city in Milwaukee many times, but I don't support him on his response to that. I don't support him on, well, if we have to chase him, because if we don't, they're going to wind up, you know, causing more damage. How can you cause any more damage than that? I don't agree with our mayor on that. Innocent people, six different vehicles, Calvin. Well, we had to get the guy. Okay. You can't figure out today with, because we're going to talk about artificial intelligence later on in the show, Calvin. You can't tell me that you don't have technology enough that you can't figure out where this guy's going to go, or you can't keep track of him with unmarked cars, Calvin, right? Law enforcement has those.
Yeah, you would think it'd be pretty easy to figure out, plot his course, and
yes,
like send squads out to intercept him instead of chasing.
Yeah, unmarked cars. But no, they chose to chase him through the lights. Yeah, the only saving grace was children. It was around noon and no children were on the school bus. So you run the risk of killing all these innocent people because you say, I've got to get my man. No. And I don't understand. I really don't. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Had to shut down one of the busiest intersections in the city of Milwaukee for hours upon hours upon hours because of this horrific accident. And I don't even want to call it an accident, because if you're chasing and you know you've got, and I always say this, man, I'm a guy who loves the old movies, and I love watching the old squad car chases in the movies, not in real life. and to continue to endanger innocent people's lives because you want to get your man is absolutely unacceptable. And law enforcement should come up with a better idea, a better plan. There certainly is technology, and Calvin, law enforcement has the top technology. You think that they don't? They do. They've got top technology, and they can figure out a way to do this safely. But to say that the innocent citizens' lives aren't of value and that they are collateral damage, as if this is some military war that's going on, it's just unacceptable to me. 844-967-2789. Now, they got the guy. You know, this is just how crazy this is. He caused all that damage, and he was able to get out of the vehicle, Calvin, and run. And they finally found him. But at what cost? Was it worth all of that to get him? 844-967-2789. Hey, Tom, what's going on? Tom from L.A. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. You know what? First off, we the people ultimately are the government. And people, we need to wake up and realize that we're the government. We have to put the pressure on the politicians to actually end stuff like this. This is crazy. Let me ask you a question, Earl. Was the TV, like, showing it?
No, they weren't showing the chase, but the carnage afterwards was horrific. And, you know, no, they didn't do that. They didn't do the O.J. Simpson thing.
Okay, well, that's what they do here, of course. But the thing is, I think the solution to all of it, of course, is to get the profit motive out of media, because of the fact that usually you do have, like you said, in the movies, you have car chases. That's not what you should be having on, you know, regular TV. You know, I call it traffic porn, or I call it traffic porn, and I call it weather porn, because these networks, they think they can get more eyeballs and more clicks if they got, you know, something high drama happening where, you know, man catches dog or dog catches man on, you know.
Tom, we've got people who agree that law enforcement, it can do no wrong, and so they'll support this kind of thing until it's someone they love. You know, they don't need to do this, right? They chased him across city lines. And, you know, if you're from a different jurisdiction, hey, call ahead. You've got the license plate number. You know, call the city of Milwaukee and say, here's the guy, he's coming. You know, I mean, you know, I'm not the brightest guy in the world, man, but I know you certainly don't need to chase somebody across, you know, city lines when you have connections with other law enforcement.
And Earl, you said it completely right, that there's so much technology out there that they can't somehow, stop this from happening.
Yeah, they've got access to satellites, man. Come on. Law enforcement. Hey, Tom, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You know, hang on. We've got a lot to talk about. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit about, do you have dogs? You know, Calvin, you hear about the dog illness that's going around?
I did hear about it.
We're going to talk a little bit about the dog illness on the other side. Don't touch that dial. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
93.5 The Tap K.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. Calvin, you got a dog?
I have two, actually.
You have two. I take it you've had dogs probably most of your life.
Yep. Well, I live at home, so they're technically my parents' dogs. But yeah, we've had dogs whole life.
You grew up with dogs.
Yep.
Well, there's a mysterious new respiratory illness that is moving across this nation. And you said you heard a little bit about it.
Yeah, my mom mentioned it. She wants to get my little dog groomed, but she's nervous because she heard about it going around.
You know, what to do to protect your pups from getting sick and what to expect if they do. This is a serious, serious issue. That there clearly right now is not a real answer for. And so I think it's important that you get this information. They don't know where it's coming from. News reports have stated that the illness is in Colorado, Oregon, California, and a few other states. But veterinarians say it's likely to spread across the entire United States. This bit of information was the biggest surprise. Most states or even counties don't track house pets diseases, agriculture diseases, yes, but dogs and cats, no. So this is a respiratory disease. You know, there's a cough, I guess, that permeates the dogs, and which is a sign that your dog may be affected by this. If you ever had a dog with kennel cough, you know how heartbreaking it is to hear them raspy and congested. It sounds like they have something stuck in their throats. That's also the main symptom of this new illness. Although kennel cough can often be a wait to see before a visit to the vet, Mr. Ganser says this dog illness can develop into something much more serious, including pneumonia. So it's best to get to the vet at the first hacking sound. Now, you know, Calvin, I don't have dogs. And I know for people who have dogs, the dogs are part of their family. And, you know, it's seeing their animal sick is almost akin to, you know, a family member being sick. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, they're a part of your household. And, yeah, it's like a family member.
So let me ask you. So when... when you see your dog, and are there signs? I mean, you know, I don't know. I haven't had dogs. Those of you who do, you really watch your dogs very closely, and you can see signs of sickness in your animal?
Yeah, you know your dog's personality really well, so that's usually the first sign, is if they start, they're acting different. I know my dogs really like to eat, so if they're not eating, that's usually a big sign. Just going outside a lot more than usual, stuff like that.
Well, they talked about this can certainly lead to pneumonia. Other symptoms, nasal discharge, sneezing, lethargy, and breathing issues are some of the other signs. If you suspect your dog may be ill, you should get it to the vet as soon as possible. Now, you know, I'm sure as this thing moves towards, you know, the city and the state, move towards the state of Wisconsin, it's going to continue to spread in crazy numbers. How often do you take your dog to the vet? It's not something like a child that you take once a year or something like that, or
yeah. Honestly, my dogs probably do go once a year. Mostly because my mom gets their nails clipped there, so right. They usually just get a quick checkup when they're getting their nails clipped.
It says, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Vets may not know exactly how to treat the sickness, but they can often prevent pups from getting worse. There is no treatment for this specific illness, and that's the fear. There is no treatment for it, which means that, you know, the dogs are exposed to this. The great thing about it is it can't be spread to other animals or human beings. It is clearly just something that can't be transferred to anybody other than other dogs. And part of the problem is that if your dog is exposed to a lot of other dogs, it's no different than human beings who are exposed to a lot of other human beings that are sick and ill. It certainly can is something that is in all likelihood your dog is going to wind up, you know, catching this illness. So you have your dogs around a lot of other dogs?
My older dog stays at home. He's a homebody. My younger dog, my mom brings to work, and there are other dogs there. So yeah. Sort of.
Well, you know, man, the horrible thing about this is a lot of people have dogs. I would think that going to a veterinarian could be costly.
It is very expensive.
And so part of the issue and part of the problem with this is everybody can't afford to take their animals to the veterinarian. And one of the problems is, you know, people's dogs may have this. They don't know. They can't afford to take them to the veterinarian. But if you take your dog to dog parks, is it safe to say that you guys do that a little bit?
We haven't done it in a while. But, yeah, we used to definitely bring our dogs to the dog park. And there's unavoidable interaction with other dogs there.
All right. 844-967-2789. Our phone lines are open as always. You know, got some other things that I really want to talk about. When I come back, I'm really going to talk about a serious issue that I think we just don't talk about enough, and that is, you know, keeping Social Security and Medicare out of the deficit arguments. 844-967-2789. Don't touch that dial.
On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of the Universities of Wisconsin privately suggested that chancellors eliminate liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Cardinal student newspaper at UW-Madison. On September 1st, Jay Rothman told chancellors it would be part of a long-term path to stabilize the UW system's finances. A UW spokesperson says Rothman values liberal arts education. Quick Trip is recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The Wisconsin company and the Food and Drug Administration say the recall is for three pre-cup, fruit cup, and tray products. The products use true fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. The fruit cups and trays were also on the shelves at Quickstar, Stop and Go, and Tobacco Outlet Plus stores. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For WCFW, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Today is the grand opening of two new chain businesses in Eau Claire. Costco and Chick-fil-A will both open after months of anticipation. The city of Eau Claire is advising that the Oakwood Mall area will likely see heavy traffic today, and police are asking that if you do go to check out the new businesses, to avoid using the Gulf Road entrance. If you're stuck in traffic, don't block entrances or intersections. If you bought a fruit cup or fruit tray from Quick Trip, check your fridge, as the company is issuing a voluntary recall of its fresh fruit products containing cantaloupe. The recall is part of a nationwide outbreak of salmonella from cantaloupe, according to the FDA. No one has reported getting sick for the products sold by Quick Trip. The affected products have sell-by dates of November 4th through December 3rd. Drivers this morning across Wisconsin found spots with difficult travel as freezing fog and water from melting snow froze overnight on roadways. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation listed nearly every road in the state as having slippery stretches on its 511 service this morning. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Chicago Bulls tonight at the United Center. Pat Connaughton will not play. He's out with a sprained ankle suffered Tuesday night against the Miami Heat. Baseball, the Brewers' Devin Williams named the National League Relief Pitcher of the Year. Williams took over as the Brewers' closer after Josh Hader was traded to the Padres back in 2022. NFL, it's the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football from Lambeau Field. Green Bay's young receivers have improved ever since they held weekly meetings on Tuesdays to prepare for the next opponent. How's it helped? Rookie Jaden Reed.
Just seeing everything from the same eye, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all going out there. And just for us to be on the same page and understanding where everyone is coming from, that helps the offense tremendously.
I asked Reed, if the meetings are on Tuesday, does he ever take a day off?
Nah, I'm in here every single day pretty much. I can't think of a day I'm not here.
That's Packers rookie wide receiver number 11, Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 18, mostly clear. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a high of 33. Saturday, generally cloudy, 36 with some light snow. Saturday night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, if you're like me, you have grown tired of people talking about balancing the federal debt on the backs of Social Security and Medicare recipients. You know, be you Democrat or Republican, you certainly don't worry about it, and you're not so proud to say I'm either when your Social Security check comes or when you have an opportunity to go to the doctor and not have to, you know, sell the things in your house to see a doctor. And as you and I continue to age and our systems and our bodies were not built to last forever, there is a limited time for the human being and our organs. It has nothing to do with you and I. It's set before we were even thought of, before we were even a twinkling in the eye of our parents. The game rules are already set. You're here for a short period of time, and nobody gets to stay here forever. So wise people, before we even got here, they can talk about the three wise men and all those things, but wise people came up with Social Security and Medicare. One of the greatest things that was ever created. And it's there to make life easier for those of us, you know, who need it. I've got to tell you, I need my Social Security and I need Medicare. It would be difficult for me to make it without those things. Maybe not for you, but for me, yes. I've incorporated them into my daily life. It helps me and my wife as we have gotten older. When I was young, I never thought about that. Never even saw it coming. But now that it's there, it's like an appendage. I need it. Not only do I need it, I've earned it. And nobody gave me anything. Social Security and Medicare, once again, being discussed about why maybe it should be looked at and adjusted because of the deficit debate. And so let's get into it. AARP CEO Joanne Jenkins wrote to federal lawmakers on Monday, calling on them to keep Social Security and Medicare out of any discussion about the national debt. If you're not aware, it's happening. There are people, as you and I are sitting here today, talking about we've got to cut the national debt and, you know, places to start, Social Security and Medicare. It is true that Medicare and Social Security are a major part of the budget. No question whatsoever. But in truth, if you haven't worked, you know, you don't get Social Security. Not a handout. Whenever you hear people talking about We need to cut Social Security. It's a handout. You need to stop them right in their tracks. Be they a politrickster or be they your neighbor and give them some facts about what Social Security is. More than 90% of Social Security is paid for through payroll tax contributions. Let me repeat. For all of you who somehow have been misled to think that Social Security is a handout, more than 90% of Social Security is paid for through payroll tax contributions. The rest is funded by federal income taxes on Social Security benefits and interest earned on U.S. Treasury bonds held by Social Security. And it has nothing to do with the debt or deficit. Let me repeat. It has nothing to do with debt or the deficit. But yet you've got politricksters who are saying, this is where we should begin the cut. You may not even know that that conversation is being had. I'm having this conversation with you this morning because I know it's being had. And you and I need to know about it. And we need to mobilize. Thank goodness for AARP and other entities that are fighting on behalf of you and I. But we've got to get in the game. We've got to become educated about what the master plan is to impact and affect and cut your Social Security and Medicare and who's behind that. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines and Cindy from Appleton. Hey, good morning to you, Cindy. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for talking about this because I, like you, I do rely on my Social Security check and I'm still working as a school bus driver and I will probably have to do that until I drop. But the point of the matter is if they want to make cuts, they need to start with our defense budget, which is so overblown, it's ridiculous. Start making corporations pay their fair share in taxes and the rich pay their fair share in taxes. And this would be done in the swipe of a pen.
You know, Cindy, that's it. But again, we have politricksters who don't have the courage to take that on. You know, we just, as Americans, don't want to talk about lobbyists, right? And the fact that these people called lobbyists are able to control what our elected officials do and say. Now, it is true that the people who are pushing to impact and affect Social Security and Medicare happen to be Republicans. That's a fact. 844-967-2789. And you should ask those elected officials who happen to be Republicans who continue to push to cut Social Security and Medicare who they stand for.
Yep.
You know, you can say it's not my elected official, but I don't think you're looking hard enough. Because I've yet to hear one Democrat say we need to cut Social Security and Medicare. And when you hear them, Cindy, say let's cut Social Security and Medicare, it's just what you just said. Hey, I'd rather see defense budget cut. And when they talk about appropriations and when they talk about, handouts, whenever you hear them mention handouts and Social Security and Medicare at the same time, you should shut them down. No, I'm sorry, Mr. Congressman, Mr. Senator so-and-so. What you're talking about is foolish. And one has nothing to do with the other. Hey, Cindy, thank you very much for the call, as always, my friend. Let's go to Jerry from Viola. Hey, good morning to you, Jerry. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. Your thoughts on the conversation that's being had. And I want to make sure that people understand this, Jerry. This conversation is being had, and AARP is on top of it. But I don't know if they can do this themselves. We're going to have to educate ourselves to make sure that we are there to support them in this fight.
Earl, you've got a microphone and you're using it. I think it's great. You're right. You got to educate the people. The debt has nothing to do with these programs. We paid into them. We're entitled to them. But I would like for you to use your microphone and just point out how the national debt went from $23 trillion to $30 trillion under Donald Trump. And when you borrow money and put it into the economy, that's stimulus and that causes inflation. So, I mean, keep it simple. Just repeat, Donald Trump added $8 trillion to our national
debt. In 4 years.
Just repeat it.
Hey, Jerry, in four years. And so let me say this to you. So I'm going to do it again. I think a couple months ago, I sat down, I spent almost an entire show pointing out where the appropriations go, what the taxes are, and where all of them go. And, yeah, I'm going to do it again, because if you point these things out exactly where things are going, then you find out that there are people who are not being truthful, that we have elected, and they're purposely misleading people to believe that these resources that are headed and spent in areas that we're not aware of, not true. The tax breaks and the tax cuts are the main reason that we have these major deficits that have accrued over the leadership of Republicans. And so people don't know. I'm going to do it again, Jerry. Thank you very much for reminding me. Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. We've got to take a short hiatus. Those of you on the phone, hang on. We got to straighten some things out, and that's what we're going to attempt to be doing with this opportunity. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. We're talking about the fact that Social Security and Medicare are once again on the proverbial chopping block. And let me read this before we go back to the phone lines. And it's a letter, short paragraph or so is what I'm going to read. And this is the CEO, Joanne Jenkins, of AARP. Congress owes it to the American people to be directly accountable and engage in open and public discussions about the program. Regardless of their politics, the vast majority of older Americans, 85%, strongly oppose cutting Social Security and Medicare to reduce federal budget debts, according to AARP research. Social Security and Medicare are essential to older Americans' retirement and health security, Jenkins noted. They have paid into these programs their entire working lives. They have earned those benefits, he wrote. Keep your hands off of Social Security and Medicare. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl. Why aren't we slamming on Congress to explain why we can't audit the military?
No question, man.
I heard that they did some kind of slight or small audit on something, and basically they could not account for $40 billion. They don't know where that money went. $40 billion. Why don't we slam on these Republicans who love to spend money on our military and ask them, why are we spending this money when you have no clue where that money is going? Yet you want to take money away from us, money that we paid into the system. That's not their money. That is our money. Why are we doing this? You know, that's what we need. Democrats, or, you know, people to stand up and say, audit that stupid military before you even think about taking money away from something that we have paid all our working lives into. And now you say we're going to take it away?
You know, Tom, 5 years ago, that is the last time they tried to audit the Pentagon budget. And they found out impossible to do. That should never be acceptable, especially when you keep piling billions and billions and billions more dollars onto it. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan, or Sue from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Sue. You say what?
Hi. Good morning. Yes, I am retired. I'm 73 years old. I paid into the system since I was 16 years old. We started working.
Yes.
And I feel that is our money. They have no right to touch it. And as we know, I mean, George Bush took he took $1 trillion out of Social Security to pay for the war. So I'm sure that Republicans have gone to the well more than once to take money out of Social Security to pay for something. I think a lot of that stuff should be investigated. And I think that we should stand strong and protect our rights and protect our money.
Hey, Sue, well said. And what you and others like you have to do is rally your neighbors and fellow seniors and get them to understand what's at stake and what's happening. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Really quickly, if we don't make any changes at all, we just keep the status quo, it's going to automatically happen in what I think about 8 years, I believe. There's going to be a 20% cut, no matter what happens if we decide to do nothing. Just because the expenditure is going out versus the revenue coming in, we'll not be able to keep up. It's not like you're not going to get anything, but the reality is the population is getting older, and there's not enough young people to replace the retired baby boomers. That's number one. Number two, unfortunately, we are going to have to look at everything, because if we keep going at the clip that we're doing right now, we will lose the world reserve currency, which a lot of people don't understand what that means. If we lose that title, we will no longer be able to borrow money like we're able to right now.
Hey, David. So Sandy talks about that quite a bit. Sandy, my co-host on Tuesdays and Fridays, but he never creates a correlation between Social Security and Medicare and that. He spends a lot of time talking about the military industrial complex and that.
That's one of the industrial complex right now. And it's, you know, everyone says, well, it's Republican. There's a lot of hawkish Democrats. Let's be honest.
Hey, David, I get that. But the issue is, why are we not talking about cutting there first?
Because at the grand scheme of things, there's too much money to be made.
Listen to what you just said. So it's too much money to be made in the military industrial complex. So the American people who put money there should suffer because people don't have the courage to take on greedy people who are looking to make money?
Allow the government to take over everything. And same thing is happening with our medical end of things. Big government is creating a fiscal crisis with our health insurance by doing what they're doing. And you look at that, and it's literally everything that the federal government is doing is sloppy. It doesn't matter if it's military or if it's, you know, domestic.
Hey, Dave, let me ask you something. You think we'd be better off without government?
I think we'd be better, a lot better with a smaller government, yes. Because there's too many bureaucrats out there that are not elected. They're spending their money. And that's the other thing.
All right, I wish I had more time. 844-967-2789. Don't touch that dial. We'll continue on the other side.
We finally kiss goodnight. How I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.